I think for us, the most important thing is that a suggestion is thrown into the head. What then becomes important is that residents have to sit down and engage on these issues to then say, could we react to this thing that has been proposed?
But we have heard some people saying, why should we name such a big infrastructure Mandela when we have our own heroes?
I think for me, there are two things. First, I think for me, the size of the of Papa Field's question to greatness of Nelson Mandela. But above that, what is also important is also that people also throw in their suggestion. Because what fast becomes problematic is a situation whereby when somebody throws in a suggestion, some people are just quick to, you know what, and oppose it without even putting across their own proposals. So what we are saying is that this for us should be a battle of ideas, a battle of proposals to say, no, I don't think that should be Mandela. It should be this person and this person. I think for us, that's the only thing that can take us forward.
Another issue that has been brought up in regard to this topic is that why should people sit down and be concentrating on talking about such, quote, trivial issues when the country is literally burning?
For me, it is a mistake to think that these issues are trivial, because for me, the importance of the name lies with the activities that are associated with that individual. For instance, the number of things that were done by Mandela in South Africa that some of us wish that they have been done in Zimbabwe, in terms of nation building, in terms of peace and reconciliation, in terms of making sure that people unite as a country, and there are no racial divisions or ethnic divisions like what is happening in Zimbabwe. So in actual fact, as a country, we have a lot to learn in terms of what Mandela did. But not only that, a number of problems that we have as a country emanate from that failure, from the failure to build a nation by our nationalist leaders.